Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Nold. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Nold. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howard for a passed ball. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. McMullen moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nold fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Nold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Smith steals second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McMullen. Smith scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead takes first base on ball four. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savarin strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Epstein is hit by the pitch. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Howard reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Cullen applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Nold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nold is 0-for-1 in the game. Nold strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Casey Cox now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moorhead strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Bucky Brandon now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Casey Cox. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Knowles. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott is walked intentionally. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. Casanova drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Petrocelli out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova fires to second and picks off Andrews for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Casanova moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dignan pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Cullen moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. John Wyatt now pitching. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Bob Savarin. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Cullen scores. Nan moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-4 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nen moves to third. Stroud moves to second. Bob Pretty pinch runs for Frank Howard. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.